I could find no bell or other method of making my presence known to the inmates of the place, unless a small round hole in the wall near the door was for that purpose. It was of about the bigness of a lead pencil, and thinking that it might be in the nature of a speaking tube, I put my mouth to it and was about to call into it when a voice issued from it asking me whom I might be, where from, and the nature of my errand. I explained that I had escaped from the Wahoons and was dying of starvation and exhaustion. You wear the metal of a green warrior and are followed by a Khalid, yet you are the figure of a red man. In color you are neither green nor red. In the name of the ninth day, what manner of creature are you? I am a friend of the red men of Barsoom, and I am starving. In the name of humanity, open to us, I replied. Presently the door commenced to recede before me until it had sunk into the wall 50 feet. Then it stopped and slid easily to the left, exposing a short, narrow corridor of concrete, at the further end of which was another door, similar in every respect to the one I had just passed. No one was in sight, yet immediately we passed the first door, it slid gently into place behind us, and receded rapidly to its original position in the front wall of the building. As the door had slipped aside, I had noted its great thickness, fully 20 feet, and as it reached its place once more after closing behind us, great cylinders of steel had dropped from the ceiling behind it and fitted their lower ends into apertures countersunk in the floor. A second and third door receded before me and slipped to one side as the first, before I reached a large inner chamber where I found food and drink set out upon a great stone table. A voice directed me to satisfy my hunger and to feed my Khalid, and while I was thus engaged, my invisible host put me through a severe and searching cross-examination. "Your statements are most remarkable," said the voice on concluding its questioning, "but you are evidently speaking the truth, and it is equally evident that you are not of Barsoom. I can tell that by the conformation of your brain and the strange location of your internal organs and the shape and size of your heart." "Can you see through me?" I exclaimed. "Yes, I can see all but your thoughts, and where you are Barsoomian, I could read those." Then a door opened at the far side of the chamber, and a strange, dried-up little mummy of a man came toward me. He wore but a single article of clothing or adornment, a small collar of gold from which depended upon his chest a great ornament as large as a dinner plate, set solid with huge diamonds, except for the exact center which was occupied by a strange stone, an inch in diameter, that scintillated 9 different and distinct rays, the 7 colors of our earthly prism, and 2 beautiful rays which, to me, were new and nameless. I cannot describe them any more than you could describe red to a blind man. I only know that they were beautiful in the extreme.